26 after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning, my wonderful listeners of As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's the first of Rajab, 1444. It's so, mashallah, to see our beloved Fadila to Ustad early this, mashallah, Monday morning. Ustad, let's welcome you into the Q&A. Many listeners are with us this morning. I think maybe it's because of the first of Rajab. 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Rajab in 90% of the world, Saudi Arabia, Palestine, Arab countries, South Africa. So let us all read, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, make this month of Rajab a month of khayr and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness for us and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. These words, hilalu khayrin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Similarly, read the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. It is the seventh month of the Islamic lunar calendar, hence exactly 2 months left for the holy sacred month of Ramadan. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, grant us barakah, special blessings during these months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and spare us for the holy sacred month of Ramadan. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and in Bayhaqi. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Today on the first of Rajab 1444, which is one of the four sacred and holy months as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 9, verse number 36, we commence Suratul Furqan, and this was revealed there in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings before the migration of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. This is chapter 25. It comprises 77 verses. Furqan. Furqan is one of the attributes and names of the noble Quran. So how will we translate Furqan? In your vernacular, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, you say Farq. Farq means to draw a dichotomy, a distinction, to make a difference. Zameen asman ka farq hai. Al-farq bayna thara wa thuraya. So thuraya is the star, high in the star sky. And al-farq bayna thara wa thuraya. Thara is the land and the sand. So the easy translation, Suratul Furqan, the chapter that makes a clear distinction. We come to know what is haq and what is the truth, what is batil and what is falsehood. Hence the entire surah chapter called Furqan. And in the first verse, Almighty Allah speaks of it, as we'll explain to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Tabarakalladhi. To understand the word Tabarak, like Tabarak alladhi biyadil mulk, the beginning of chapter 67, very famous surah, chapter of the noble Quran. We need to go to the linguist par excellence, the grammarians of their time. There was a linguist par excellence, Imam Ismail, rahimahullah. He read the Quran Sharif cover to cover, but three words he could not understand the philology, history of it. He said, let me leave the cosmopolitan, metropolitan areas and go out in the periphery and in the outskirts. Maybe there somebody will be able to explain to me these three words. Lo and behold, he goes out in the periphery on the outskirts of the town, and there he hears a discussion between mother and daughter. The mother asks, Ayn al-mata'? So that was the first word he wanted. Where is the mata'? So now the daughter is replying and responding, Ja'a al-raqim. So that was the second word he wanted. The raqim came. And what happened then when the raqim came? Watabarak al-jabal. And it went away to the mountain. So subhanallah, in less than a minute, all three words got solved for him. So let's go back to the incident and the anecdotal evidence. Your mother asked, Ayn al-mata? Where is the mata? So you as the mother, daughter, you will know in your kitchen, you normally have a dirty rag. So a lappi, in Afrikaans we call that. So nobody pays any attention to it. Normally it does not have much value. So the mother asked the daughter, Ayn al-mata? Where is that dirty rag, that lappi? So the daughter responded and replied, Ja'a al-raqim, ashab al-kahfi wal-raqim, wa ma al-hayatu al-dunya illa mata'u al-ghurur. So the black and white dog came, wa akhad al-mata', and he, that dog, took away that lappi and the dirty rag. Then what happened, O daughter? That okay, he, that dog, took it away then, وتبارك الجبل, and he ran away to Table Mountain, ran away to Kilimanjaro, ran away to Everest Mountain. So meaning Tabarak means to go high, high, high. Allah exalts people whenever he wants to. So now we got the three words. You call that philology, history. Tabarak alladhi, he almighty Allah exalts. Allah grants blessings to who? To Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to almighty Allah jalla wala in the entire universe. So tabarak alladhi nazzala al-furqan, nazzala. Nazzala means to reveal piecemeal gradually. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra. Surely we, Allah uses the royal pronoun, the symbol of respect and reverence, stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty. Nobody in the entire universe can do that. Only we, Allah, can do that. Nazzal al-Furqan. Ya Almighty Allah, stage chapter 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra. We reveal the reminder. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And surely we are protecting it, preserving it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. You go to any other faith, the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, anyone, ask them, what is your original book? Reveal to the prophet of your time, so of that time there, and show us the copy, the original copy, and how many of your priests, your rabbis, your clergy, call whatever you want to, have memorized it in the original language from cover to cover, zero. And we have given you millions of people. Therefore, 2 months' time, Ramadan, you will see millions of people will be reciting the special prayer at night, the Taraweeh Salat. This is the preservation and the commemoration of the noble Quran. Nazzal al-Furqan. He Almighty Allah revealed the Quran Sharif gradually, piecemeal. Furqan. The clear distinction between truth and falsehood. ala abadihi, on his beloved servant, on his beloved slave, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. When Allah uses the term his beloved slave servant, elevating him, chapter 17, verse 1, and we see the beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Subara, Subhanalladhi yasra bi abadihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Again there Allah used the term bi abadihi, his beloved servant. So Almighty Allah elevating the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, we elevated thy name, nami, your ismi grami, your mubarak blessed name, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i, when my name is taken, then your name is taken after that. لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Why did we reveal the Quran Sharif, the Furqan, on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, liyakun, so that he will be, lil alameen, for the entire creation, for the international creation, the global one, everybody, nazira. A nazira don't mean warner only, a warner with love. So he's Bashir, he brings the good news and glad tidings. And Nazir, he'll warn you globally, internationally, if you go against the divine code, you go against the teaching, preaching of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fascinating if we understand the Lugha and the linguistics and the Arabic language as well. Let us go around the world, news, views, interviews, and tell you what's happening. Chapter 5, verse 82, or in the ending of the 6 Jews, 6 Supara, Almighty Allah informs us, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies of Muslims will be the Jews, the Jutlas, and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say every Jew or every Hindu. Let us put it in text and context. We go to Israel, the rogue Nazi apartheid regime, and India, the apartheid regime. So big problems in Israel. Remember that Saturday night, 135,000 people marched in Tel Aviv alone, and then pockets of resistance in other towns and cities and so forth. So approximately 140,000-150,000 people, Jews, Jutlas, marching against Netanyahu and the coalition, and their Minister of Interior and Health, Derry, was fired, remember, as well, because Bibi knew Netanyahu. If he does not fire him, then he will be held for contempt of court. So therefore, he fired him and said, it's with a heavy heart. This is how Almighty Allah always disgraces them and humiliates them. So remember, there are big problems there now in Israel politics. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Chapter 59, verse 14. 2. India blocks. Remember the whole butcher of Gujarat story. There they're trying to cover it up and block it on Twitter and YouTube. But how can you stop it in this day and this age? We all know it's true. But only the BJP and their hardcore supporters who have jaundiced eyes, they will say that Modi is not guilty. We say 100% guilty. The butcher of Gujarat, and he must pay the consequences. Remember raping our women, killing 2,000 Muslims, and so much harm during those times and so forth. So who is responsible for this massacre there? Brazil and Argentina, South America, moving away from the dollar. So that is what every country has to do. You have to weaken America, remember that, economically, financially, and start using other currencies. Turkey and Sweden, big rows and ructions. You see, I've been to all these countries with Allah's help. Sweden, 10 million people, 11 million people. Inshallah, today we will discuss Sweden between 8:30 and 9. 1 million Muslims. So plus minus, the Muslims, they are 10%, right? In Sweden, Stockholm, and so forth. Now they say, no, this is our constitution, freedom of expression. So they burned the Quran. And they burnt it, Allah forbid. So Turkey told them, we don't want your ministers here, and remember, we're going to block your road to NATO, and the Turkish people are burning the Swedish flags and so forth. So you now tell us, this is freedom of expression, that you burn our noble Quran, our constitution. So remember this, we say this are hate crimes and so forth. You're provoking the 1 billion Muslims. So tomorrow, if somebody harms a Swedish person, then who provoked the Muslims? You see, that is the problem with the Western culture. Certain places, they will tell you, no, you can't reject the Holocaust. Second places, they'll tell you, you can't use the word Hitler. But when it comes to our holy book, then that is free. They can do as they please. Everywhere you will find the white hegemony has double rules and double standards and so forth. So therefore, every Muslim must condemn Sweden and their so-called policy. Remember that it stinks from there right to South Africa. The Attorney General in Israel is considering, this will be really something. I hope you go for it, Attorney General of Israel is considering to declare that Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, is unfit to remain as the Prime Minister of Israel. That will set the cat among the pigeons. Do it, my brother, Attorney General. Show us that you are independent and you are autonomous. They cannot touch you. Zionists, remember, forgot their Palestinian neighbor. Gideon Levy is one of the most hated Jews and journalists in Israel because he writes straight and is a man of justice. He's a jutla, but he speaks the truth. Go read his article in the Haaretz. 135,000 of you, 130,000 of you, you are marching against the Bibi and Netanyahu and the coalition. But how come you forgot your Palestinian neighbors? Wonderful article, Gideon Levy. You keep it up. The Israeli ambassador to Canada is so fed up with Bibi and the coalition, he say, I can't serve this government, so he resigned. Ambassador of Israel to Canada. Canada to pay millions to the indigenous people for the harm and the damage they caused them over the decades and years. So you can see the roost, the chickens are coming home to roost and so forth. Somalia, sad story. All these Shabab and Boko Haram and ISIS, we got nothing to do with them. We also say they are terrorists and they are funded by the West and so forth. So the civilians, 6 dead, and these Shabab characters also shot dead. So very sad story there in Mogadishu. Then remember that Iran, big problems there. So the women are still marching. How can you have a death penalty and execute people against, them and say that now because they are committing such a crime, so you execute them. So they big problems there. Shias are kuffar, are non-Muslim. So the problems will continue. Los Angeles supposed to be beacon of democracy, beacon of human rights, but see, 10 people killed, 10 people injured, and big problems there. They speak about the white van and so forth. Lula, the silver, we like Lula because he's pro-Palestine. So of Brazil, went to, remember, Argentina, they're having a big meeting there. He's rebuilding big ties with the Latin states and South American states. Today, as I told you, is 1st of Rajab. So inshallah, we also should preparing for the month of Ramadan. Daily read and teach your children. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa barik. Balighna Ramadan. 8:30 to 9 today will be my interview with Maulana Zahid Khan, and we will discuss Sweden, inshallah Aziz. And thereafter, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran, 2 to 2:30 the report back, what happened last week during our activities, and 8 to 10 live Q&A with Maulana Arafat, inshallah, between 8 and 10 tonight, inshallah Aziz.
I've got a sister Zanele. She says, tell AK I'm not a Muslim. The Muslims tell me I can still feel pain after I die. Is this true, Sister Zanele Ustad?
My sister Zanele, you wake up so early to listen to us. We are honored. May Almighty Allah guide you to the truth.
Ameen, ameen.
You see, my sister Zanele, every one of us, you, me, everyone, from the time of Adam and Eve, we have to stand in the court of Almighty Allah for reckoning on that day of justice, on that day of judgment. It's called Yawm al-Hisab. So now when a person passes away, you die, I pass away, we all die, right? So, you know what happens in South Africa, other countries. People are taken into custody. They are made to remain in custody. And then the court case, remember, will take place after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. So, when a person dies, then he and she is in custody. We call that barzakh, the interspace, the barrier between the worldly life and the year after, the day of justice, and what will follow thereafter. So if that person passed away with Iman, Islam, is a good Muslim, with the decree and the mercy of Allah, then the special mercy of Allah will come to him. And when that person, remember, he or she passed away and died, on and they sane and mature, on kufr and shirk, on polytheism, and on blasphemy, then there'll be big problems for that person. One example, custody court case. Second example, I am flying from here to New York, London, Dubai, India, Pakistan. So now I have a transit, layover, nowadays they call. So, because I'm a frequent flyer, so they put me in the first class lounge. So, what's happening there? I'm enjoying myself there, eating this, drinking this. They have special bed for me to relax. But the other person, because he didn't have proper documentation and so forth, so they arrested him in that country and they placed him into jail. So, understand this example, my sisters and dealer, that if the person has Iman, Islam, true faith, and he or she dies and passes away, then inshallah and Allah willing, God willing, it will be the passport to entry into paradise. And if that person does not have Iman, Islam, then that is, that person is already on the threshold of everlasting doom and gloom. May Almighty Allah protect and save us, my sisters and dealer.
I see Raymond says, it was said the load shedding permanent for the next 2 years, AK. So now they say we're going to go to stage 8 load shedding. Let's rather just use candles. We'll start.
Remember, you see, my brother, that we must always be careful. I told you on Friday, Saturday, don't just believe what you hear on your TV, on your radio, on the press. You must learn to sift out the news. So yesterday I was listening to the news. When I go to the mosque, I come back, I just switch on the radio, whichever one I find interesting. So ESCOM has already distanced itself from this, that for the next 2 years there will be permanent load shedding and so forth. So somebody carried the story and they amplified it without verifying it, which is not correct in media. So always when we want to amplify, first we have to verify. So that's a false story. It's not a true story, brother. So remember, ESCOM has, we all got problems, right? But that does not justify that we lie and make propaganda. The Quran Sharif teaches us, even with our enemies, ولا يجرمنكم شنعان قوم ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. The hatred of a people and a nation should not make you a criminal that you go overboard. You must practice on justice even with your enemies, and that is the unique feature and characteristic of Islam. Chapter number 5, verse number 8. So not true, my brother, that is the people carry this type of stories because of herd mentality. We must speak the truth and stand for justice. Chapter 5, verse number 8.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that you people read your Holy Quran and don't understand a word of it. What use is this to you, anonymous Ustad?
That is the miracle. Remember that you read your Bible, you say you understand it, but which Bible? Not one Bible is going to reconcile itself with the other Bible. You have so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are confused and you are blowing their fuses. Write down the King James Version of 1631. In that Bible, because everything was done handwritten, so in that Bible, King James Version 1631 is written there, thou shalt commit adultery. Thou shalt commit adultery. So normally on the Bible, they write the Holy Bible. For that one, they wrote the Wicked Bible. So you are reading, you understanding, but are you sure that is the word of God Almighty? So that is the miracle of the noble Quran. We can produce to you millions, not 1 million, 5 million, 10 million, whatever you want, people who are non-Arabs, people who are children, and they have by-hearted and committed the entire Quran Sharif to memory, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and therefore first we by-heart and memorize. And why did I go to Pakistan to study in the 70s? I completed the Quran Sharif in 70. And exactly what you're saying, my brother, that I was reading, then the spark Allah placed in my heart. You're reading, but what is Allah's message? So that became the catalyst and became the inspiration, motivation for me to go and study. What is my beloved Allah? Our beloved Allah, Jalla Wala, telling us. So that is what happens, that first we by heart, we memorize, then we learn the Arabic language, and then we teach it, and then you, my brother and sister, wake up 4 o'clock, 4:30, to listen to the Quran. What you say, miracle or not miracle? 100% miracle.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got a new listener, Ustad. He says here that, I'm so sorry to trouble you this morning. My name is Emma. In the Bible, what does it mean to uncover the nakedness of your father? Ustad, Sister Emma.
So, my sister Emma, if you go to Genesis, you will find the incidents there. You must remember of Noah and his children, his daughters committing incest. You will find about Lot, L-O-T, committing incest and so forth. Now, imagine, we're speaking of prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. When you have elections, you know how many countries, see Peru, see all these countries, what big problems they are having. So my sister, my brother, so when the Bible speaks of this, you can already understand that can never ever be the word of God. I was in Newcastle for 20 years. On Sundays, we used to go to the township, African township called Oziswini, and there we had our own muswalla and so forth, you know, prayer place, because people were craving and asking us to come. So we used to go, and no arms and ammunition, just ordinary we would go. And one day when we went to our headquarters, then the Bible was there, and the thumping priests were there pushing the Bible down our people's throat. So our brothers were very upset. I said, just keep quiet, don't say anything. When he, that Bible thumper, the priest, was finished, he had like a Zulu Bible. So I told the youngsters, open Genesis and read about the story of Noah. Read the story of Lot and so forth. Youngster, maybe 10, 15 years old, he said, Aziko, Aziko. This can't be right. How can a father commit incest with his daughter and so forth? So any person, all you Christians, they're taking you for a big ride. I told you last year that 25th December is not Christmas, but they took you for a ride. Your 1st January is not Nivayar and New Year. They're taking you for a ride. You are not practicing on Christianity. You are practicing on the Pauline theory. There was a Jutla. The Jutla, the Jew's name was Saul. So Saul says he saw a dream, and Saul became Paul, and he hijacked the whole of Christianity, like how Zionism has hijacked the whole of Judaism. So that is what happened. So you must reject all this and go to your priest and pastor and ask him, do you expect me to accept all this? Do you expect me? Sheikh Ahmed did that. He challenged, remember that guy there, you know, in the debate, and he told him, read their two adulterous sisters. And when he sent it here under apartheid to the census board, they said it's pornography and so forth. So therefore we must remember that is why we say the Bible of today, which is corrupted, can never be the direct word of Almighty God, Almighty Allah.
So Lincoln says that has visiting Israel changed your mind about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Ustad?
Remember that nothing has changed. It has just entrenched our mind. I visited it more than you, Brother Lincoln, 5 times on 5 different occasions, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. Remember, Israel is getting weaker, weaker. Why? In one weekend, last week, past 10 days ago, you had 80,000 people marching. Your CNN and all of them carried it. Now, in the weekend, your Haaretz newspaper carried it. 130,000, 135,000 people, Jutlasma, going marching against Israel. So what does that tell you? It tells you Israel is an apartheid, is a rogue, it's a Nazi regime. Remember this, that they shoot to kill the people. There's land grab going on. There's no human rights at all for the Palestinians. That the Jutlas were the only way to settle the problem. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Sister Amanda says here, morning to you, aka to the team. How did Prophet Muhammad keep himself clean without using soap? Amanda, Ustad.
So you must remember, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, for all times and all places. Why will the question only come to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? The same question you can ask, how would Prophet Jesus keep himself clean? How would Prophet Moses keep himself clean? So remember that they would use, and you will see in the 3 teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bima'in wa sidrin is used. So when we bathe the deceased in those days, 1400 years ago, they would use water, they would use leaves, they would use whatever is available in those days. So it's not necessary you must use water and soap. So sometimes we are in a place, right? I'm giving you our example. Sometimes we are in a place, you know, third world country and so forth. So now we are traveling, we are in transit and so forth. So there's no soap there in that hotel, or there's no soap. There the people, you know, I went to, I give you one example, because this will come as a big shock to you. I was in Venezuela, right? Mm-hmm. So I like to go shopping just to see what's happening. Not that I want to buy. So I told my colleague, take me, I want to see what's happening there. One day we just go. So I see every person is buying toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. So I asked them, what, this toilet paper is on special? He said, no, for 6 months or 4 months, they never had toilet paper. Yeah, acute shortage. They didn't know how to wash their front and back. So you know, for us, it's no problem. We manage without toilet paper. We just use water and carry on with life. So you know, but for you, it becomes a big problem. So therefore, they were buying and purchasing to stock up just sister, again there will be problems and so forth. So for us, you must remember, if you use water alone, so it's perfect, and you use soap, it's fine, it's better. So there's no such thing in Islam, you must use soap and so forth. Water alone, water and leaves, and how you, today you, the non-Muslim, you must use toilet paper, but you don't use water. And we use water only, 100% perfect. You want to use water and toilet paper? Perfect, we got no problem. So what do you think, brother, sister? Which one is more hygienic? I'm asking you. Only toilet paper or only water? If you know a little bit Afrikaans, then it's beter blank and binne stink. You must remember, outside it be shining and pressing all the, you know, air freshener and lotion and all this cologne and dust and whatever else. You'll know better than me all these things. And inside is other kind of things happening there. Mm. Islam is a natural system, brother, sister.
I see Vishnu says that, how strong was South Africa's military in apartheid? Ustad Vishnu.
Vishnu, didn't you read about South Africa's history? Our Faljoon and Malan and all of them, they were the big shots those days. So they would say in the time of Verhoerd, in the time of Foster, if we start from South Africa, Pretoria, Union Buildings, and we move, in 2 weeks' time, we will be there in Cairo and we will finish the whole of Africa up. And for real, they had nuclear, they had the most disciplined army, and they were well organized. If you just saw the police also, you knew that this is a real policeman. And you see the army guy, they were well drilled and well organized. Today we got jokers, you know how it is. So you must remember this, my brother. But you see, when you support a batil, a falsehood, innal batila kana zahuqa, then remember the batil and the falsehood must perish. They had excellent ties in apartheid with Israel and with Washington. That was their triangle. Pretoria, Washington, Tel Aviv. So that is how they would build everything, their nuclear, their army and everything. The most powerful army in the whole of Africa, that were the Boer apartheid South Africa.
One more question, Ustad. Somebody says here, who is China supporting? This is Sister Elizabeth. Who is China supporting, Trump or Biden, Ustad?
China don't support anybody. China always looks for their own interest. China said that America is putting bases everywhere, military bases. So what we must do, we must win the hearts of people. So you go to your Zimbabwe, you go to your Africa, and just visit the airports. You ask them, who built this airport? They'll tell you, China. Go visit the seaports. Who built the seaport? It's China. But the Chinese are not sleeping. They will build it for you, build your stadiums for you, do everything for your infrastructure. But once you start defaulting, then they will confiscate it and so forth and so on. Then it belongs to them. You know, labor is very cheap. So they'll bring their own labor force and so forth. And that is how they captured the hearts and the mind. You take Pakistan. Excellent ties, you must remember, were too, with China. So China is infiltrating everywhere. They and Russia are strategizing how we can de-dollarize and offer the world something better than what the Americans can do. So for them, irrespective of who is in the White House, you must remember, they have their own agenda, and rightly so. But their human rights, that's a separate issue. But we will support China and Russia as long as, I told you 100 times, anybody becomes the enemy of America, of NATO, Israel, we will support them, because they are the people who caused so much harm to the Islam and Muslims, who murdered our people in Afghanistan, who murdered our people in Iraq, who is murdering our people today in Syria and Libya, just go on, and Palestine. So who is supporting there? Not China. So remember, that is America. So therefore, we say somebody needs to give them a bloody nose. So whether it's a Republican or whether it's a Democrat, that is our standpoint on that issue. 8:30 to 9, we discuss Sweden, inshallah al-Aziz, and then 1 to 2, Tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran, and 2 to 2:30, the report back, and tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, 8 to 10 will be live Q&A. Remember, today is the 1st of Rajab, globally, internationally, 1444. We conclude today's question and answers with Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, wa ballighna Ramadan. بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته